Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith and as always I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price, eating a vegan sausage roll.
I'm eating a Greg sausage roll.
Oh, did I get you mid-bite then?
You did.
You didn't go vegan. I like the vegan with the Greg's vegan.
No, I'm not into vegan stuff.
Okay.
Well, speaking of vegan, the Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate
each
other on films.
How is that speaking of vegan?
I was just trying to get the show on the road.
You can link anything. Speaking of vegans, Sofa Cinema Club. Brilliant.
Speaking of links, however, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys at home what is available to watch this week on terrestrial TV. A few months ago, at the start of this series, we had a discussion about how film is far too easy to watch nowadays. There are way too many options. So we're here telling you what you can watch on your TV at home this week. Last week, Ben, was Officer and a Gentleman.
This week
is that you trying to sing?
That's me singing. Didn't you recognise that?
Yeah.
And this week, BBC One, Friday the 17th of September, 11:35 to 1:20 a.m. Tricky, but it's worth it.
And it's a weekend.
It's a weekend. Let your hair down, or you might have a Saturday job. Don't let it too far down. It's The Graduate.
Oof, big.
It's big. Big, big film.
Who's in that?
Dustin Hoffman,
yeah. I have heard of it. Like, I know that's a big, big film, yeah.
And Bancroft. Big. Really big. Simon and Garfunkel.
Mrs. Robinson.
That's it.
Do you know what? We might even do it as a podcast pick because I think it's fantastic.
Did you know after he filmed that film, he didn't work for 5 years. No one would touch him. They said his performance was shocking, really bad. And because he was doing stuff that actors hadn't done yet. He was playing just the scene in the reel, in the moment. And the Hollywood hadn't evolved to that time yet. It was still in like the golden age of like cinema. And it wasn't until like years later, people like sort of watched and went, oh shit, Hoffman was doing this shit years ago.
What, doing nothing is doing everything.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
There was a real movement, wasn't there? Hoffman, all those boys coming through and Brando really kicked it off. But that feeling of making it feel very, very real, people just didn't get.
Was I with you the day we saw Dustin Hoffman, Jack?
At the Soap Awards?
Yeah. I'll have been like 16 and I remember being like sat next to Jack for some weird reason. And Jack was like, oh my God, Dustin Hoffman going mad. And he came out to present Lifetime Achievement or something like that. He came out to do a big award at the NTAs. And I went, who's he? I went, God, is that him from Meet the Fockers? And Jack just looked at me in pure shame.
Yeah.
In pure shame. But I've come so far.
You have? And you know exactly who he is.
Yeah. So when's that on again, Ben?
That's on Friday, 17th of September, 11:35 to 1:20 a.m. It's an hour and 45, but it is a classic. BBC One. Can't go wrong there.
So no adverts?
No adverts. You're straight through at 1:45. Couldn't be easier.
You're in bed for two.
You're in bed for two and you're feeling great because you watched a great film. And you think, oh, I feel better now. It's going to be a tough morning when I have to get up, but it's worth it. There we go.
So the other thing we do in Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is we hear from you guys at home in the raving feature that is Ben's Reviews. Now, last week, It may have taken a little bit of a detour to Ben's DMs, but we're
yeah,
we're
I've
back
just
now.
Gone onto this DM thing, you know, only 15 years too late on the social media. But we've been doing this thing where we do listens from around the world, don't we? Wherever.
Yeah.
And one that came up, which we hadn't before, was Jamaica.
I said, that's someone in sandals, didn't I?
We got the text from the person who was the listener. We got, no, not a text. It's called, what's it called? DM.
A DM, Ben's DM.
We got a DM. Now, her name's Olivia. Hi, Olivia. Jamaican listener here.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got back from a 2-week holiday in Jamaica and listened to the Thursday and Monday eps.
There you go.
I'm sad it's not actual Jamaican who appreciates the podcast, but glad I contributed to taking it global. Laughy face emoji with tears. Kiss, kiss.
That's good.
I think we should just ignore that and pretend that it is actually a Jamaican person that listens to the podcast.
No, no.
And just go with the flow. You always tell me off when I'm being negative, saying, well, it's obviously someone on holiday.
Now, I have to say, the review section's going from strength to strength. It's built right up. I thought it's a bit of a dead section, but then suddenly some absolute bangers came in. So this is Greg WA1983 review. 5 stars, very good. You've just found your new favourite podcast. I'd like to say I spent the time writing a review, but with me having 2 toddlers, I just can't be bothered. So I've pinched a review from Amazon about a banana slicer that I think describes the podcast perfectly.
Go on.
Right, here we go. My kids were fed up of bloodstained banana sandwiches, fruit salad with fingernails, smoothies with knuckle skin. Now I just whip my banana out and wham, one perfectly sliced banana. No more trauma, no more visits to A&E, no more horrified dinner guests. End quote.
That's very good.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
I couldn't be arsed to write the review, so I've nicked one.
Does that mean he's bought a banana slicer to have found the reviews? No.
No. He couldn't be arsed. Got 2 toddlers, couldn't be arsed. Just cut and pasted a review from fucking Amazon. But still give it 5 stars. Very, very good. Still, if other people want to do that, makes us absolutely piss. Right, here's another one. From Max Security to the sofa. Good evening, gentlemen. Thursday is my favourite day at work. Why? Because when I come out of work at a maximum security prison, your podcast has dropped here in Melbourne. I'm originally from Dublin, but I've lived here for over 12 years. Your podcast makes my drive home from work a joy. I just love the banter between you all. Your knowledge of movies and the extra bits from Jack are great. Very good. The wide variety of movies chosen by you means it's a great listen. I love hearing about your weeks, animal encounters, trips to the cinema, all of it. Coulson is a joy to listen to. Jack and Ben's film knowledge is great. Keep up the good work. Roll on tomorrow when I get to listen again. Helen. P.S. Ben is brilliant.
Oh, the classic.
Knew it.
They don't. No one misses on that.
No, they don't. That's really good. That's interesting, that. A lot of people listen to, like, on a drive home from work or something like that, don't they? If they know they're going to be in the car for, like, an hour or so.
Someone at Leeds Fest came up to me and, like, asked for a picture and said that they really liked the podcast and that they were a big fan of it, blah, blah, blah. And my mate who took the picture went, what did you just say? And he went, oh, I really like the podcast. And I went, I didn't think anyone listened to that. I was like, oh, thanks.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your support. Brilliant. And he was like, yeah, but he's like the same age as us. And I was like, yeah. Like,
yeah. Tens of thousands of people listen. I know we joke about our one listener. Somewhere. That did make me laugh last week, though. If I suddenly did UK listens, 4. it's not. It's load, but it did make me laugh. Right. So here we've got another one. Now, I've gone back to, what's it called? DMs. Oh, all this jargon really gets out. Now, Mary Williamson. And her username is Sign Lady Paints. I wonder if she paints signs. Hi, lads. Absolutely love your podcast. Hello. She said hello twice. Love when Ben says that. Oh, do you remember when I went, hello?
Hello. Oh, God. This is Jack speaking.
Hello.
Very good podcast knowledge. Hello. Love when Ben says that. I'm a massive Corrie fan and hope when COVID is over, you can take SCC on the road. You would sell out in Canada. Hello.
Ooh.
Just want to say, love that you have a giveaway, but have you thought about possibly getting T-shirts printed with your lovely pod photo on them? I would totally wear one. And you could send them all over the globe. All those listeners in obscure parts of the world would be walking around with SCCTs. Keep up the brilliant work. Love you all. Heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji. Four.
Talking about that T-shirt idea, I had an idea actually about our T-shirts. You know when you used to go to like the video shop, Ben?
Yeah, yeah.
And if it wasn't Blockbuster, or if it was, I used to go to Choices video thing. They always had like these retro sort of like video clerk sort of T-shirts with like VHS or something. Yeah. I thought that would be quite cool. And like your name, like a named, like in like a name tag, sort of like embossed. I think that might be quite cool.
Oh, God. Hello, designer.
Yeah.
Hello.
And I'd tell you what. Because the mugs went so well.
The mugs
well,
have gone
why,
down.
Why not venture into T-shirts?
Do you know what? We had to do the mug reaudit 10 to 15,000. That was a lot, wasn't it? They're all in the flat.
I do occasionally go on Twitter and just see people sending comments saying, where are the mugs?
The mugs are there right next to you. Do you know what, though? Because we're coming to the end. We're coming to the end of Series 4, aren't we? Ish. Last few. Series 5. We're going to set up a pop-up shop in Manchester. No, Series 5, we will have sorted all that out, won't we?
Yeah, it's semi-sorted. We're waiting on things that are out of
our hands.
We'll
just blame COVID like everyone else does. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, good one, good one, good one.
Mugs are coming.
There we go, Ben's reviews. I think, actually, one of the best review bits we've done.
The banana slice are brilliant.
Yeah.
He set the bar.
The other thing we do in this episode is we sometimes talk about trips to the cinema. Now, Jack, you've not got a trip to the cinema, have you? But you've got a trip somewhere else.
Yes. I went to the theatre. And it's the first time I've been to the theatre in years, obviously, with everything that's been going on. It's my first trip out. So it is a film, what I went to go and watch. And it was on at the Palace Theatre in Manchester. The Woman in Black.
Ooh, but that's a theatre show.
Yeah, it's a theatre show, isn't it? But they also made that Daniel Radcliffe
film.
Oh,
yeah, theatre show first, though.
Yeah, but I've never seen it before.
Made the writer a fortune. It's played all around the world.
Yeah, just two actors, two chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, Jack, good.
Really
get
good.
Scared.
I thought what they did with the lighting and, you know, just their acting, basically.
Old man, young man, and a ghost in it. Yes. That's it. Yeah.
And they really do make you, I mean, envisage, like, you know, the pony and the trap and the horse and the carriage and the house, everything. It's all very clever. And yeah, I really, really liked it. If you get a chance, it's touring at the minute. It's finished at Manchester now. I don't know where it's actually gone on next, but if you just go on the old www. And type in.
Go on the old www. Go on the internet.
The World Wide Web.
Yeah,
it's a new thing.
Give it a little Google and find out where it is. But honestly, it's really worth a ticket and something a bit different. Really interesting. Bit of theatre.
So that is all we've got time for. Like we say, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is just a little bit of a bonus episode of Sofa Cinema Club. And we're back here on Thursday for our main episode, which is
Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
So we will see you on Thursday, where we're talking all things Whatever Happened with Baby Jane. Good night, God bless.
Good night.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.